now batting.
Schematically, what does Seattle like to do on defense that is going to give you a good look for your offense?
It helps us to have the same defensive front scheme that we just had last week on a short week. So they're a four-down team, and we'll see a similar front that we just saw against Detroit. They do run to the ball real well. They're very fast to the ball. It was fun to watch them a little bit at the end of last year in preparation for this game and see the progress they made. A good friend of mine is Gus Bradley. I work with him in Seattle, and I saw progress there. So similar front four scheme, more of a single safety middle type coverage team.
You play a game up there in the regular season, it can be as loud
my goodness.
As anywhere in the NFL.
Yeah.
Can it get close to that in an exhibition?
I'm hoping it does.
Close enough to help you guys?
I would love it to be. We've been working on silent cadence in practice for that reason. Spending my year up there in 2009, I did find out some information on how they developed that stadium and the echo they created, and it is deafening. And it's hard to concentrate in there, and that's one reason why. What was it, the Giants had 15 false starts in one game? I mean, it's deafening. So I'm hoping that we do get that effect, because it'd be good for our ball club.
What were your impressions of the Terrell Pryor show Saturday?
It was pleasing to see. He made a good step in the right direction. He made, as it's been noted, he made good improvements just from the huddle to the line of scrimmage and just on the ball procedure. And then I saw one of his quotes. He was able to see the defense more and have a little better pre-snap read, and that's a good step for a young player. Certainly his athleticism showed up with the two runs and the boot on the right. So it was a good step in the right direction. Still got a long ways to go. He's still learning a lot, but he's very coachable, and so it was good that he had a chance to have some success and build some confidence.
Trying not to ask scheme thing here, but when you see that out of him and what he can do, is there a temptation to say, can we switch things around and get a little exotic and work him into a game two or three times?
There's a possibility. There's a possibility. As D.A. mentioned, and I'm a believer in two, it comes down to who you're going to suit up on the 46 on game day. And if your team allows for it, sometimes it's because of injury, sometimes it's because of necessity, you can suit up three QBs. It does create some good chess game matches with the defense coordinator. Sure does.
What kind of progress do you think your offense made?
Good, again. I mean, to have 40, we had 46 actual snaps and 247 yards in the first half. We moved the ball well. Took too long to score on the goal line again, but we did make progress, and we did score by a great effort by Darren McFadden. His effort was fine. We did not execute well up front to score on the goal line. We've got to do a better job there. I liked our second two-minute situation. The only glaring mistake that I saw from Carson was the interception on the screen. That ball, I should have helped him out with a play call, and he could have thrown the ball on the ground and just avoid the situation. But other than that, we made good progress. We're running the ball efficiently, not great, but efficiently. I liked his completion percentage. He had 65% completion with a couple drops, so there was good progress there. And it's always going to take time, as I mentioned last time we talked. The red zone takes a little more time, and we hurt ourselves last week on that first drive with the penalty and the false start inside the 14-yard line. But I was pleased with the progress.
What's impressed you with what you've seen from Streeter, and how does his offense kind of fit to his strength?
I'm surprised how much moxie he's got for a rookie. He really... I kind of knew early on there was a situation in camp about week two where I lost my vocal cords on the kid. And later in that practice, he comes back and makes a big play. And I pulled him aside and said, that's exactly what you need to do. If you make a mistake, don't let somebody yelling at you, somebody booing at you, or somebody critiquing you on the sideline affect how you do the next down. And for a rookie, he shows a lot of moxie. He's still learning how to release versus press coverage. And fortunately for us, we got a couple good corners to work on every day. That's a part of his game as most rookies have to work on, is getting really off the bump coverage. But he's also handled a lot. He's played two positions for us, and for a rookie, that's not usually the case for a receiver. So he's played both the X and the F, and that's been a pleasant surprise from a rookie receiver.
False start penalty.
pretty snap issues.
With Kreiner out here in May and June, when we were able to watch him, he was off the charts.
Yes.
Seemed like as soon as he got to camp, he got there today. Signed today, camp, so he didn't miss any time. But
right.
Was his progress? Was it?
Yeah, that to me is a common thing with young guys, especially receivers in the OTAs. When you're in startup mode, brand new offense, you don't teach a whole lot. You just teach the core stuff and get a lot of feel for the core stuff. Once we go to training camp, though, we got to expand our book, and so a lot of information came his way. So there was a little more thinking going on. Okay. But in the last, 7 days here. You can see how his game has improved. He's not thinking as much, and so he's executing at a higher level.
As good as it's been to get Streeter and Kreiner the extra reps because of the injuries, how much has the offense kind of been setback by not having Denarius?
It's been a huge setback, in my opinion, because Denarius, I was very excited to start working with last year in the OTAs, watching all the games last year on tape. And to miss the timing of that guy with our quarterback's been tough, I'll be honest with you. But it has given the opportunity for these young guys to grow. And that, in the long haul, if Denarius comes back healthy, might be a blessing for us.
With Kreiner, it seems like if the ball's in the air, he thinks it's his. Is that something that's can be taught, or something that just?
It's a great question. I think it's a trait that a guy has or it doesn't have, and I call it a 50-50 trait. And that ball's in the air, and it's either yours or the DB's. It's a 50-50 chance of coming down. He's got that trait of catching the 50-50 ball.
What are some of the other lessons that the younger players have to learn when they go on the road and playing in hostile environments?
Yeah, it's concentration, for one, because there's always momentum changes in a game. And to hear the crowd pull in favor of the home team when they have their momentum going, how does a young guy respond when he goes back on the field in a backed-up situation? First and 10 from their own four, does he handle the situation? That's why I'm hoping we do get the crowd noise, so that we do get that effect in a game, because it's inevitable. There's going to be an ebb and flow of a game. How does a young guy handle that situation when it arises? And that's what we need, is to have those kind of distractions and see if we can still keep our focus.
How much do you want to play your starters?
That'll be up to Coach Allen, what he wants to do.
How about Taiwan Jones? Is that still a competition there for a primary backup behind?
Yeah, they're still competing now, but Taiwan had a good game. I was obviously pleased with a couple of the unscripted runs, if you will, where we had a breakdown up front and he still made positive yards for us. He did get set back, though, by missing those 2 weeks from a mental standpoint when it comes to protections and route assignments. But as far as running the ball, he did a fine job in the game.
Marcel's so versatile as a receiver and a runner. Do you have formations where you have Owen in that fullback and maybe Marcel split out wide?
It might not be right now, but, yeah, that's a fun piece of the puzzle. You can put him in many different positions, and they have to respect him outside. So, it's a good chess piece to have. We haven't necessarily experimented with both him and Owen on the field at the same time, but it can be done.
You had Owens wide left, though, in that last game.
That's part of the deal. We got to keep honest. We got to execute the play. But there's times where when we expand the formation like that and go to a one-back set, it does create better lanes in the run game. And so every now and then we have to keep the tendency honest by throwing the ball. All right, guys. All right. Time to go watch tape. All right.
Nice.
See you guys. Good to see you.